Good morning, wonderful people, great beer friends, wherever you are, on this Sunday, the 25th day of October 2020, the time now standing at 19 minutes past 6 a.m. in the land of Biafra. I welcome you to this very live presentation this very day. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening and good night to some of you. Because unlike any other, the time now is actually 19 minutes past 7, please. 19 minutes past 7 a.m. in the land of Biafra. And by the same number of minutes, past the top of the hour, regardless of where you are. We are live and we are direct. And I do apologize for not coming on yesterday. A lot of meetings to be had, a lot of conversations to be had, a lot of discussions that I had yesterday. I didn't even finish all of them. And it continues today. But I said that we must preach the gospel of heaven this very day. And I wholeheartedly welcome each and every one of you. As always, we are live on all our platforms. And I believe by this evening, having recovered Radio Biafra app, we should be able to go on it live as well. We must pray because a lot of things are happening. We must pray this very morning before we proceed. We must pray. Ezi onye nwa anyị na Chineke na nke pụrụ ihe niile, Chukwu Okike abịa ma bụ onye anyị na-efe. Onye mmụọ na mmadụ na-erubere isi. Onye ọ bụ naanị ya bụ ọka ome. Agbakwuru ezuru ike. Nwanne otu onye. Onye na-adịghị agharịpụ ndị ya. Onye amara ya na ọmịiko ya. Sachiri ihe niile nke ya onwe ya kere eke. Mmesi ọma gị n'ebe anyị na ezi ebube dị ngọzi karịrị akarị. Anyị na-akpọku aha nsọ gị wee na-efe gị ụtụtụ ehihie abalị. Anyị na-enye gị ekele na nsọpụrụ na ịja mma. N'ụtụtụ a, maọbụ ehihie maọbụ abalị, ebe niile ụwa sọtụrụ bụ ebe ndị nsọ nọ, ụmụ Chineke. Ndị ijeọma na-amasị. Ndị mkpa nwere onwe na-anụ ọkụ n'obi. Uwe na-arịọ gị ezi ebube dị ngọzi. Ka iwe leta ha n'otu n'otu, nye anyị amamihe ma nyekwa anyị ezi nghọta. Nyekwa anyị akọ ma nye anyị uche. Anyị wee na-ewere ụmụaka ndị a niile bụ ndị pụtara n'okporo ụzọ. Were na-enyefe gị n'aka sị gị onye nwe mbikọ duo ha. Nye ha ezi echiche. Ị ga-emekwa ọsịsọ ka iwe bịa zọpụta anyị. Ị ga-agba mbọ Chineke na nke bi n'igwe biko ka iwe napụta ndị gị. N'aka ụmụ ekwensu, ndị ekworo, ndị ogbu ara ọbara, ndị si na ha nọ na ndọrọndọrọ ọchịchị. Were ndụ ụmụ ha, were ndụ ndị ha, were ndụ ụmụnne ha, wee na-eme akaja. Nyere anyị aka n'ihi na ọ bụ naanị gị bụ Chineke nna. Bịa ka iwe tinye ndị etu a n'uzu ihere nakwa ọgba aghara bụ ndị niile kuru niile si na Biafra agaghị abịa. Ị ga-achụghachi ha azụ ma memilee ha. Ọgba aghara n'elu ọgba aghara ga-adakwasị ndị etu a na ndị otu ha. Bịa ka iwe mee ka obodo ekwensu bụ zuu wee daa. Naijiria, ọ ga-ada eze bedding because it must fall. Zuu must fall. Ihe ga-abụ nke ndị a niile bụ ndị lere atamahụhụ ma ọ nọ n'ime eze bụ bedị ngọzi wee na-achọchị n'ime ya wee na-akpagharị. Enweghị ihe na ọbụla. Ihe ga-abụ nke ndị dị etu a. Ma lekwa ụmụ gị bụ anya onwe anyị nna nke bụrụ dị ngọzi. Ụmụ okorobịa na ụmụ agbọghọbịa nọ na Naịjirịa niile. Ị ga-enye ha echiche. N'ihi na ụfọdụ n'ime ha enweghị echiche. Ị ga-enye ha amamihe. Ka ha nwee ihe n'ike ghọta njem anyị na-aga. Ihe anyị nọ n'ime ya. Na ọ bụghị rice, ọ bụghị ewu, ọ bụghị ndomi ka anyị na-achọ. Ọ bụ nwere onwe. Hawe na tulare abarase na kindomi na tuegu. Hapu nja dere ha. Chineke na nkidwa na marogare do nototua. No wani nene ganyente. Ki iwe were mba erimeri wepu mua jwa ni mendu ndisi oji. Erimeri. Wepu ya nisi ndisi oji nanke brede ngozi. Anyo wanyo bunte na achoye bunte mwabiyoto no biyangu ni meye. Mbunine kanyi na sena nige buli ye. Wepu Abanye ngono danyino ni meye. Ni ni yob na imere odi anyi mma. Yob ni imere di obi anyi mma ni mo no du anyi ni ne ni no bugi bu Chineke nna. E bo ye mmadu. E bu Chineke. Anyi bu kanu ngogbo ni onye nwem. Anyi de ko mu aka bu ndi na sasoso na afọ na afọ. Anyi we na akpọku aha nso gi n'isi ututu a na asi na njem ngagharị iwe ụmụaka na-aga na ọ gaghị ada. Ọ gaghị akwụsị eze ebube binigwe gaghị akwụsị. Agbanyeghị atụmatụ ọjọọ niile nke ndị iro. Agbanyeghị mbọ niile mbọ ọjọọ niile ha na-agba n'okwu asị ha. Na mmeri bụ nke ụmụ ogbenye. Anyị wee na-ekele gị wee na-aja gị mma wee na-eto gị na-agọzi aha nsọ gị. Na-asị na ọ bụ naanị gị bụ ọkaka a. Mma mmadụ gị Chineke. Mma mmadụ gị onye kere ihe niile kere eke mana omoghị onye kere ya. Mma mmadụ gị ọkaka a. Ugbu a ma ruo mgbe niile ebighị ebi ka anyị na-arịọ gị ise. Now, this very morning, people must get their pen and their paper and listen to me very carefully. And I want all our media teams to be able to pick every topic that we are going to analyze this morning or discuss and circulate it very, very widely. First of all, there are a few mad, insane people in Africa. Very, very foolish. And we are going to treat their foolishness. All of them. Now, in the zoo, now listen to me very carefully. Some of you abandoned a revolution designed to set you free, designed to stop the army and the police from killing you, and turned it into a chase for food. Some of you abandoned the opportunity that would have brought a much desired change into your lives, and you started to indulge in armed robbery and wanton destruction of private properties because you people are black. You do not reason properly. I have been saying this from time. I said it about Che Guevara. The thing about you people is that you always put the need of the stomach above your overall well-being and future prosperity. Black people, why are you like this? Why, I ask of you, I want you here. You people, you have too many enemies. You have too many enemies. I want you here that Fulani working for Britain, because they are the house niggers working for Britain, that they spent $4.8 billion in media warfare to try to divert your attention, to try to distract you, to try to sow seeds of discord and enmity between the various ethnic groups. I want all of you. Therefore, anything you do must be in keeping with our spontaneous outpouring of rage and anger. That was how you drove Tinubu away from Lagos. I understand that he has come back. I was told he has come back. it is left for Yoruba people to deal with him. Because this very revolution that we are now fighting or in the midst of has taught, or I wouldn't say it teach me any lesson, it has reinforced what I have always known from the beginning, that Nigeria is a fraud. People called me and said to me that we are not happy. And I said, why are you not happy? They said, because you orchestrated or you engineered the atmosphere that led to people driving Tinubu away from Lagos. And you are not a Yoruba man. That's what somebody said to me. That Tinubu is for Yoruba to deal with. Can you believe such a thing? That confirmed to me finally and totally that Nigeria cannot be saved. If during a revolution you start to say, oh, this is our man, that person is ours from my village, you cannot touch him, oh, go to your village, oh, go and do something where you come from, that means you are a hypocrite. And I hate hypocrites. I don't like hypocrites. So it is now the responsibility of the various youths across Nigeria, based on ethnicity and tribe. I mean, it comes and it goes. People are attacking our IP address. That's what they do. They attack your IP address. That is what they are doing this morning. So we are going to fix it. We are going to fix it. It comes and it goes. It comes and it goes. What sort of nonsense is that? We are going to fix it now. Now, not tomorrow. And I believe it's been fixed. There will be no more interruption because our enemies are attacking our IP address. They flood it with so much request that it collapses. It collapses. That is what they do. They flood it with so much request that our IP address collapses. That is what they do. So we are now trying to fix it, that it will not happen again. It will not happen again, I assure you. Let us try and get our systems up and running again, please. If you will bear with me. If you will bear with me, we are back on again. And I assure you, we are back everywhere again. It is no longer going to fall. I assure you of that. It won't. Because what they do is, our enemies flood our IP address. They flood it with so much request that it collapses. That is what is happening. That is what they are doing. But of course, we are used to it. If anything happens, then we are resilient and resolute enough to continue regardless. They will try, and as always, they will fail. As I was saying before, the protests will continue, but the protests will have to be peaceful. It has to continue. If you stop now, you are finished. Have they found those that killed people at Lekki Toll Gate? You know the thing about Africa, and especially the zoo, Nigeria, is this. You people, you don't have conscience. You have no conscience. That is why you are suffering. That is why you are in turmoil. That is why you are in pain. They cannot. We cannot afford to allow them to collapse. This very revolution is not possible. But people are now going to conduct or carry out this very revolution based on ethnicity. That is what they want. And we are going to do it for them. In other words, Yoruba will kill Yoruba corrupt politicians. Biafrans will kill Biafran corrupt politicians. If those of them in the north wants to join the revolution, they should also do the same. But we know that the Fulani, being controlled by the British, that they know what they are doing. They know what they are doing. If after all these years and all your so-called education, you are still as parochial as to make reference to ethnicity in time of a revolution, Nigeria can never be one. Never, ever, ever. You people are hypocrites. Hypocrites. Their army is stretched. Their police is stretched. That is why they are running. When we go to take down their police stations, they are running. They run. And I told you before, they do not have enough people in the army and police to man every road, every street, and to police every village. It's not possible. We outnumber them. And I need you to understand something. Their families, their children, their friends, and they also went as far as hiring foreign, social media manipulating companies to be churning out rubbish online because they know you are black. You are not mentally tough enough to resist. The only reason why I am leaving Tinubu, if at all, is in Lagos, is that we have been told that it is not in our place to go and pursue a Yoruba politician. That's what they're saying, in effect. So I leave Tinubu in the hands of Yoruba and South protesters in Lagos to hunt him down. If you stop now, you have lost. You must hunt him down. If you stop now, you have lost. You people should see the coverage from BBC. Are you blind? Or you don't have any brain? Have you seen how they are sponsoring their friends and their families, giving them 2,000 naira to try to convince you not to go after dirty, filthy, ugly, unrepentant politicians? We must go after them all. We must go after them. Everywhere in the world where people live like normal human beings, they went through this phase now. You are going through right across Nigeria. It is a natural process. A natural process. You people should not pay attention to idle gossipers. You know you are black. You are naturally lazy and given to superstition. Because you are mentally lazy, you love to gossip. You cannot afford to do that now. We are holding Asorok in a bad place. In a very bad place. Forget what the politician from your village is going to tell you. Hey, it's an Igbo affair. It's a Biafran affair. It's a Oduduwa affair. It's Yoruba people again. Rubbish. Absolute nonsense. The question you need to be asking yourself is this. Do you want to be free? If the answer is no, then let's stop. I will turn off this program tonight and I will go and sleep. Do you want to be free? Do you want SARS to stop killing you? Do you know that a medical doctor in Edo State, was it in Delta, was maltreated yesterday by the Nigerian army? Are you aware of that? Do you think they will ever stop? If you stop this very protest, do you think these people are going to stop? I'm asking you. Now it's about, tribe, it's religion. We know this nonsense will come. And we are not going to stop. We can't stop. But the protest has to be peaceful. It has to be peaceful. It must be peaceful. Because we don't want to distract from the aims and objectives of the End SARS protest. And in concession, I don't want to bring out men tomorrow. They will say, they want all eyes to be on them. They have hijacked it. I said tomorrow we are going to bring out men on the streets. But that is no longer going to happen. That is no longer going to happen. Men will not come out tomorrow. And I will tell you why. We don't want the focus to shift away from the ideals of end SARS protest because they have not ended SARS yet. If we bring out men now on the streets, believe you me, Katrina Lang, the British High Commission in Abuja, they have bought over almost 80% of newspaper editors in Nigeria, both those of them online and hard print. Channels will be on their side. They will say it's about Biafra. Oh, we told you. They planned it from the beginning. They all this of NSAS. We did not plan anything. I know nothing about NSAS. Young people got up spontaneously and decided to protest. It's nothing to do with IPOB, nothing to do with me. Years of pent-up anger and frustration boiled over. And that is why I will never ever stop commending those that started this very great revolution. Now listen to me very carefully. White people are controlling you. You are not in charge of your destiny. All of you are like a little pawn on a chessboard. You are expendable. You are nothing to them. But I want you to prove with a series of protests that you mean something to yourself. And the protests will have to be very, very peaceful. Had this protest been peaceful, had people followed what we asked them to do, we would have brought out men tomorrow. But you did not follow it. You started to attack banks, people's private homes. If the home belongs to a politician that is corrupt, destroy it. But you went and you started to set up roadblocks to take money from ordinary people. People who are suffering as you're suffering. Do you see how some of you want to defeat this very revolution? And what you're doing by going to rob banks, by destroying streetlights, by doing things you're not supposed to do, is giving impetus to corrupt politicians, to connive with corrupt newspaper editors, to connive with corrupt British High Commission in Abuja, to keep you down forever and ever. I want you to reason. I want you to think properly. There are protests going on all over the world. They are on the streets. And when you come out tomorrow to protest, you must be in one place. Don't move about. Be in one place. That is how protests are done. Not looking for where to go and steal supermarket to break into. To take cake and bread. The same thing white people say you are proving to them that you are. That you are only concerned about your stomach. I saw people dragging live goat yesterday. Then goat. And you're a revolutionary. Now, they did not say, let us take this rice and keep it for soldiers who are going to fight in the bushes. They didn't say, let us take this indomie and keep it for, because we said you must sleep outside. No, everybody to their house. And then, by this time next month, that bag of rice is finished. And SARS will keep on killing you. Idiots. Stupid black people who cannot reason. You people are foolish. So when you finish a carton of indomie, then what next? The same nonsense you do during elections. They give you money and you take. After 1 week, the money is finished. And they start killing you. Oh, SARS killed my brother. SARS killed my sister. They took my phone. They did this. Because you do not reason in this church. You are a black person. You don't reason. You left something as golden as this. A golden opportunity that God brought down from heaven for you people, regardless of your ethnicity. Regardless. And you are chasing goats, chasing cattle of indomie, chasing rice. Yes, there are COVID-19 palliatives. These people are horrible, yes. But you know they are horrible. From the beginning, what did you do? Nothing. So do you think they're going to love you overnight? These are heartless, cold beasts. You don't know that? Even if you're a very nice man and you go into Nigerian politics, you become a monster. Very, very few of them can hold on, or should I say, cling on to their principles. You don't know that? You left the revolution and you're chasing Indomie, chasing life. Oh, for the plague, they were dragging the goat. The goat said, you are dragging it. And after you must have slaughtered the goat, you eat it, and you go to the toilet and you pass it out. And then what happens? To the future of your children. I say, what happens? That is, the thing is that the black people are not disciplined. They lack focus. Do you know that when that idiot was showing his face yesterday, saying he's in Lagos, all of them forgot who took away the CCTV camera at the toll gate. All of you forgot those that died at Lekki toll gate. I read some people saying, show us proof that people died. Typical black people, demonic. It seems to me that the devil came into the soul of a black man and built a skyscraper. Evil people. And let me tell everybody something so you understand it. If all of you forget those that died at Lekki toll gate, I, Nnamdi Kanu, and IPAB will never forget. I don't give a toss who you are, your ethnicity, or whatever garbage you're going to write. It is inconsequential to us. We can never forget them. And let me warn everybody, as long as those that killed those people at Lekki are still free, Bola Ahmed Tinubu is still a wanted man. He'll be hunted down. You people, you support evil. You hide behind your ethnicity and your tribe, and you support evil. Evil upon evil. You people are horrible. A black man was killed in America. A black man, a nigger, was killed in America. In Sweden, there was disturbances and protests. There was riot all over the world because of a black man. No time did America say, oh, he's a black man in America, or you're a Swedish man, you're white, you're from Denmark, you're white, please don't do anything about it. Do you see how foolish you are? Oh, he's Yoruba, don't do anything. Oh, he's Igbo, don't do anything. Oh, he's South, don't do anything. You people are sick. But black people, you people are a shame unto yourself. A black man was killed. Black lives matter. Even if you're watching a Premier League football match, you will see white people. Manchester United, now let me mention those idiots. Liverpool and all the rest of them, they kneel down. Black lives matter. Why is it that in England, the Prime Minister did not say, oh, this is England, this is Britain. Yeah, don't do that. Those black lives in America. Are you an American? People that claim they are holding PhDs. Oh, this is Yoruba. Don't come here. It's Yoruba. Chinekemiye. I don't give a damn who you are. Thunder fire you. God punish you. I don't give a toss who you are. People died at Lekki toll gate. There must be accountability for them. If you don't care about life, I do. If you don't care about people, I do. You can hide under your tribe all you like. To me, to IPOB, it is meaningless. Yap all your rubbish. Write all your nonsense. To me, it is garbage. Pure garbage. There must be justice for them. I don't want anybody to lose sight of the fact that those that died at Lekki, there must be justice for them. I remember once, somebody said to me, that thing you people did to Ekweremadu in Germany, don't do it to Fulani or to Hausa. And I said, you're insane. You see me behaving. You people are the ones forcing us to be in one Nigeria. And because people are still in this one Nigeria, all your Yoruba, Oduduwa, Igbo, is rubbish down the pan. If you don't want me to discuss what is happening in Yoruba land, then divide Nigeria. Idiots. Divide it. You don't want me to touch a Fulani politician? Divide Nigeria. Divide it. Because I'm now issuing them a warning. Now they know how serious we are. The warning is this. I don't care if you are an Igbo man living in Sabongeri, you live in Sokoto, you live in Maiduguri, you live in Taraba. Let me warn you. Nigeria is not for you. And Biafra is not going to stop because of what you think the Fulani will do to you in Kano. God punish you. If you don't know anything, I want to tell you something today so that you may understand it very clearly, because we're not stopping. It's better for you to leave Kano and Kaduna and relocate home. We are not going. I cannot, because you own a chemist in Sabongeri, because of that, Fulani are occupying my village. It cannot happen, no? Because don't do anything, no? We are in the north, no? Okay. I read some idiots panicking. That they said that to remove the Igbos from Lagos from Monday or from tomorrow. And I asked them, who issued the order? They mentioned one consequential idiot that cannot pay his rent in England. So you're panicking. Because social media, anybody can do a video now. Anybody. Haven't you seen people posting videos of their dogs on online? And you see the dog barking, woof, 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 woof. So when you pick up the phone, you go to Instagram or you go to Facebook or whatever place that people go to, and you see a dog barking. Then you start crying. Oh, look at this dog. Oh, the dog is barking. Oh, he's going to bite me. Oh, a dog that is on social media, on Instagram. And a man, you start crying. I ask them, who gave you the quit notice? After that filthy rag gave their quit notice in the north, what happened? You people, you are now living as slaves in a place you call your own country. Every idiot who talks to you people, you start panicking everywhere. Panic. Everywhere, that nonsense. Look, even some grown-up people are sharing the video. Hey, shame on all of you. An idiot that cannot come out on the streets of London. He doesn't come out. Struggling to parent. And you're busy with panicking in Lagos. Oh, dear me. If it is a funny threat that issued the threat, I can understand. If it is OPC that issued the threat, maybe I can even begin to understand. Any inconsequential buffoon can do a video and all of you start jumping up and down. That is why when they burn your churches in the north, nothing happens. Because you don't retaliate. When they kill you in the north, nothing happens. You don't retaliate. For those that they killed at Lekki toll gate, they must pay for it. Oh, they must pay for it. I know that it's not in my place that people have their traditional way of doing things and their sensibilities. As long as Nigeria exists, every politician in Nigeria is a fair game. It doesn't matter where those who are holding them to account come from. If you claim because a politician is from Taraba, only Taraba people or maybe Fulani can hold them to account, then you divide Nigeria. If you say because a politician is from Okigwe, only Igbo people can hold that person to account, then there should be no Nigeria. Stop being a hypocrite. On one hand, Nigeria, our nation. Oh, but meanwhile, Nnamdi Kanu has no business discussing what is happening in Lagos. This year, black people. Black, this year, G. Black. You know, when you meet a very stupid, the worst people you can meet in life is a stupid black person. Man, very stupid. They don't reason very well. Very foolish. You have now forgotten those that died. You have now forgotten that somebody took away the cameras from the toll gate. You've forgotten that somebody switched off the light. You've forgotten that somebody gave the order to open fire on unarmed protesters. All of you have forgotten because you are black people. You are wicked. You have no empathy. That is why when you are elected into office, you steal everything. All the budget meant for road construction, for pipe-borne water, you steal everything. Because you are cold and you're heartless. That is why when you go out on the street to protest, you see people who are suffering the way you are suffering, and you destroy their businesses. You are not a human being. It's something that blacks do in America. When they are protesting, they turn it into a riot. You don't know that when you start from protest and you turn it into a riot, the whole thing loses its meaning. What I said was, if you're protesting and you're fired at by the police, look for the police and kill them. Destroy the police stations, which some people have been doing and doing very well. Not to be going looking for ATM as if you go into rob a bank, if you break into a bank, they have a vault. You cannot get into it. You cannot break into the vault of a bank. It's not possible. Although some of you that broke into some banks, all you saw was teller receipts. And now, I told you that you have so many enemies, but because you don't reason, because you do not reason, you don't factor all these things, because you have so many enemies, once we are protesting for those that died at Lake Little Gate, and you abandon it, you just start looking for a bank to rob, or somebody's legitimate business that doesn't belong to a politician to go and loot, the world media will leave those that died at Lake Little Gate and focus on the riot that is going on. And that time, you lose the momentum. And that is what they want you to do. And we know that some of the destruction of the properties are being carried out by thugs belonging to politicians. We know that very well. That is why tomorrow, men will not come out tomorrow, but IPOB and every person will come out. Tomorrow, we are going to do cleanup tomorrow. Starting from Enugu. Because the land belongs to us. It doesn't belong to the governor. It doesn't belong to the deputy governor. It doesn't belong to members of the House of Reps. It belongs to all of us. Enugu is ours. It should be cleaned. The same thing is going to happen in Lagos. People are going to clean everywhere that you messed up. Go and clean them up. Clean them up. Tomorrow, after clean up, then we do protest in one place. If we are meeting at Opera Square, we meet at Opera Square to do protest. We are meeting at Ekweme Square, the same thing. We are going to meet maybe at even Lekki Toll Gate, we meet. And in Abuja, the same. After clean up, there is going to be, I wouldn't use the word nation, God forbid. Zoo is not a nation. There is going to be clean up tomorrow all across Nigeria. Clean up all the mess that was made on the streets. Tomorrow it's going to be cleaned up. Tomorrow is not going to stop us from protesting. It won't stop us from hunting down corrupt politicians. It won't stop us from fighting the police or the army when they come against us. But we must behave like human beings. For Christ's sake. Tomorrow. Clean up everywhere tomorrow. I don't care. In Ibadan, in Akure, everywhere. Enugu, Owerri, Onitsha, Awka. Tomorrow is clean up. Nnewi, tomorrow is clean up. Aba. Now, we have an opportunity to clean Aba very, very well. I want every truck to be commandeered. We are going to pay for it. Every tipper. Stop showing me pictures of Aba estate. Aba estate. Tomorrow we are going to clean it. So everybody will come out tomorrow. Tomorrow is clean up. Everywhere we are going to clean tomorrow. We'll clean it. It's not going to stop us from protesting. And then, from tomorrow again, may God help you if we catch you looting anybody's business. I say, may God help you. May God, we will catch you. You will be tortured until you give us the name of the person that sent you. If we catch you going close to a bank again, now imagine, people are injured. They were calling, send money. People are injured. Okay, money was sent to them. When you go to ATM, ATM is been vandalized. It's not working. And people are dying in the hospital. Typical black people who do not. I warned you, don't touch the banks. And you went and you destroyed the street lights in Enugu. What for? Street lights, what for? What did the street lights do to you? People that killed you at Lekki Toll Gate were those we asked you to go after. If you storm palliatives, all well and good, I don't mind. And then you leave it and you do other things. Have you not seen the media coverage? Those of you from the South, why can't you reason? When we break into a palliative warehouse, they call us bandits. When it happens in Jos, because it's being done by Fulani Janja, who took over Jos from Birom people, they said angry citizens. Some of you, don't you see the headlines? Oh, you don't reason. You don't reason? The same thing you're doing in the South, you're being criminalized. You do it in the North, and you're a good citizen. The same way that IPOB, that is not armed and not doing anything, is called a terrorist group, and the Fulani bandits, headsmen, Al-Qaeda, and the Maghreb, everything that the Fulanis are doing, that is fine. Don't you reason? Don't you reason, I ask of you. The protest will continue. The protest will continue. And our Yoruba brethren should take over the hunting of Tinubu. And I'm sure they will deal with him. I'm sure they will deal with him. But I want to warn everybody that Biafrans were killed at Lekki Toget. So Yorubas must hold Tinubu to account. If you cannot hold Tinubu to account, then something will happen. Because Biafrans were killed. And we cannot let go. We can't. Anybody who kills a Biafran is going to go down from tomorrow onwards. And if you kill a Biafran in Kanu or whatever, whoever sent those Lomajiri will hunt you down and will kill you from tomorrow. Mad people everywhere. Ndiara. The protests must continue. But the protests must be peaceful until they come against us. Nobody is now talking about the fact that it was the government that sent their thugs. It was the government that allowed the protest to descend into chaos because they were fearing their thugs to go and attack the protesters. But because they have bought over the media will never mention it. They would rather blame IPUB and then Nnamdi Kanu. That is the way they are. Who were the people fearing thugs to go and attack protesters? These are the things that some of you ought to know. This one Nigeria is a lie. Even the person telling you about one Nigeria is lying to you. One Nigeria. Oh, so if there is a place called Nigeria, I don't believe in Nigeria anyway. There is a place called Nigeria. So why is it that somebody from Calabar cannot protest in Lagos? You ask them to go back to Calabar, to go and protest in Calabar. But you are in one country, in one Nigeria. Do you see the stupidity of your hypocrisy? These are the things that I looked at for years and I said that Nigeria is not workable. I hate hypocrites. Black people are you. I hate hypocrites. All of you are hypocrites. All of you. Tomorrow we'll continue the protest. But we're going to do clean up first. Tomorrow morning, as early as 6 or 7 a.m. in the morning, everybody is an order. Everybody's out across Biafra land, in Calabar, in Uyo, in Ikotapene. We are all going to do clean up tomorrow. Clean up everywhere tomorrow. Clean up, I mean proper clean. And when you're coming, bring your brush, bring your broom, bring wherever there is damage, people are going to fix it. All those banks that were vandalized, carpenters are going to board it up. All the glass is broken, they'll board it up. Everybody must give something. Not all the time you expect. Tomorrow you're going to give something. Tomorrow there's going to be clean up everywhere. Absolutely everywhere. And volunteers, our men will not come out tomorrow. Because if they come out now, all attention will be on them. Everything we are doing about NSAS, people may forget it. You know how the zoo is. They're very jittery. When it comes to Biafra. So we must be careful. And again, if after 60 years there is still the, what I call the preponderance of ethnic politics in Nigeria, it is now the duty of everybody to take care of their own corrupt politicians, and they're everywhere. And we are not going to stop pursuing them. Well, let me tell you what happens. When you pursue politicians, corrupt ones in the zoo, they pick up their phone and they call their thugs and they say, start trouble. Can you? Oh, dear me. Let me tell you something about our people that makes me sick, and why white people will continue to rule over black people for the foreseeable future. Do you know that the same police that set up checkpoints in our land, the same police that have been killing us and torturing us, the same police that they will arrest you for no reason and ask you to bail yourself with money? Do you know that some boys, young men, were hired to go and protect the police in our land? And they are Biafranzo. They were hired to go and protect the police that has been torturing them and killing them. I can't believe that some people actually stood up and said, we are going to defend SARS or COSA. The same person complaining a few days ago that what SARS did to my brother, what SARS did to me. Yesterday, they were in front of SARS saying, we are guarding this place. We don't want anything to happen to it. That is the reason why sometimes when I look at black people, I wonder who made them. Who made them? But that is by the way. Everybody take care of your corrupt politicians. But if in the course of this, let me say it again so they understand. I don't care where it is. If during this very protest that people are killed in any part of that damnable zoological report, that animal, that jungle, and the Biafrans are involved, then it becomes the business of IPOB. I'm warning everybody. I am warning everybody, if during the course of this very effort, Biafrans are killed anywhere, it becomes our business. So put all that your ethnic mumbo jumbo, that your ethnicity crap, just swallow the nonsense, because you can't do nothing. Can't do anything. What can you do? Nothing. All you can do is to go, maybe go somewhere and start threatening. He was in Kaduna, he was in Zaria, he was in this. Oh, my business is dying. People are crying. Oh, my business. Because of your business, I should be a slave in Nigeria. Because you're in Sokoto. You have business in Sokoto. Because of that, I should be a slave forever. Go to Google and Google it. Jewish genocide. Jewish genocide around the world. You will see that the Jews, they started killing them since 16-something. Until in 1948, even when David Ben-Gurion was trying to establish the state of Israel with Golda Meir, with Isaac Shamir, Isaac Rabin, all the rest of them, there were people say, oh, don't do it, oh, I'm a Jew, I'm living in Yemen, don't do it, oh, you're putting my life at risk. So because your business is at risk, one person, an entire nation should not exist. If you want to relocate back home, you come back home. All these stupid blackmail all the time. Oh, please, tell him Nnamdi Kanu to stop. Please tell him to stop. Our life is in danger. You are also endangering the existence of Biafra. You are also, by what you're doing and saying, endangering the whole of our land. Because the Fulani Janjay would die in our forest. They are now coming out to fight us. We must make up our mind as a people exactly what we want. But I'm just telling you right now, we are going to take care of our own corrupt politicians. Others should do the same as well before they accuse us of 1966 coup. You know, these people, they are very, very terrible. People abandoned this very revolution and started looking for food. Then how are we going to be victorious? So for us to fail, all the politicians will need to do is not to go and hire thugs. There's no need for it. What they need to do is just to cook rice and beans and with stew. Maybe a potato, you know, fried chicken. Or, you know, or maybe contract any of those caterers to cook rice, salad, and then beans with stew. It's what stew, manama. Stew, red stew. Good one. With dry meat, fried. And line it on the road. If we say now we are marching to Asorok in Abuja, from what I have seen so far, and they cook that good jollof rice that is very good, and line on the route to on the road leading to Asorok, we will not get there. People will leave where we are going and start grabbing a plate of food and start dragging it. Not only will they drag a plate of food, they want to send one back to the house for tomorrow. And you're a revolutionary. And you're fighting to better society. What is the difference between you and those idiots with the abada in house of in Senate? There's no difference. Just that you are poor and they are living on stolen money. So they see themselves as rich. If they cook rice, if they had wanted to end the protest, from what I have seen, all they need to do is bring out all those palliatives and be cooking it for them every day. They will be eating and call musicians will be playing and everything will be forgotten. Everything will be forgotten. Fulani is messing with all of you. One Nigeria, the way they mess with that idiot called Wike. Wike will never travel abroad again, and he knows it. He knows it very, very well. And very soon, he will pay a very heavy price. Some idiots, some Janjaweed with fake name, or should I say some companies abroad with fake accounts on Facebook have started writing. Let us meet at the border of Imo State. But before, Wike was in Imo State. People without brain. These are the things that you need to know. These are the things that you ought to know. You don't abandon a revolution and start looking for rice, looking for goat, and looking for cartons of Indomie. It tells the world that you are not serious. And when they look at it in America, they will say the typical blacks. That is what blacks do in America. A protest will start now. Justice for George Floyd. Or is it Floyd George? I don't know. I keep mixing it up all the time. From there, they start entering into Walmart to go and break it. They start looking for coats. They start looking for shoes. And the whites will just be there looking and laughing. After stealing all those things, they go back and they replace them. And you go back to your ghetto. You go back to your stupid life and your perennial, unending complaint about how bad life is for black people. Do you think we are going to tolerate that nonsense? Is that what you think? Do you seriously think we are going to sit by and tolerate that nonsense? Tomorrow there's going to be clean up everywhere tomorrow. Serious about, we are going to clean about up tomorrow. If need be, we are going to dredge all those places where there is waterlogged, all those roads. We are going to commandeer our tippers to go and bring sand and stone to fill them. We are going to clean. When I mean clean, I mean proper clean. Not just to sweep in front of your house. We are going to tidy up everywhere. After that, then we'll continue protesting. For your information. Then let us catch you going near a bank or going near somebody's property or going near somebody's business. God will punish you, idiots. You have forgotten the revolution that we are doing. And you're chasing food, chasing bank, looking for money. Is it not the same thing politicians are doing in Abuja that you want to do? Is it not the same thing? Chasing money, budget, stealing and looting. You complain that they are looting the treasury, looting the money, but you want to go and loot a bank. Idiots everywhere. In this UG, black people that cannot reason very well. Our people living outside Biafra land in the Core North, I want to warn you. No matter what you say, no matter what you write, if you feel you are not safe in the north, come back home. Your stay in the north cannot stop the coming of Biafra. So if they threaten you that if they do anything in the east, we are going to kill you in the north, and you start writing and jumping up and down, you're wasting your time. You cannot stop the coming of Biafra. Do you understand me? You can't stop it, oh. Nobody can. Nobody can. So I'm just warning you, so that you all know what to do. All this nonsense about jumping up and down all the time. Oh, they're doing this to us. They're doing this. Especially those in Lagos. I was ashamed of myself. Yesterday. Ashamed. Ashamed of some people. You saw something. Any goat, any cow can be on Facebook and talk whatever rubbish they want. People without any following on the ground. Nobody knows who they are. And you're sharing and you're jumping and you're panicking. Idiots, you're panicking. Oh, chinekenamanamere. Every little thing you panic. And you allowed their stupid narrative
He says, "Is anything I said to get into you?"
When that is why I said, for this protest to work, people need to assume the mentality of IPOB. If you're not in the mind frame of the indigenous people of Biafra, this protest will fail. It will fail. If you don't have the mindset, if your brain, if you're not mentally tough, it will fail. They will throw, you think they're going to keep quiet? Tinubu has stolen so much money, it's untrue. You think he's going to keep quiet? He will call one white man working for BBC or Times News and say, "Write for me. I will give you £1 million. They will write. White people are also corrupt. They will write for him. They are all, every race is corrupt. But the thing with black people is that we are stupid on top of the corruption. We add stupidity on top of it. So you don't know. I said before, they are going to come after you. So you didn't hear it. They will send their talks. They will, and I told everything. I said, look at the Daily Trust of yesterday. Where the pig in the creek is talking. That the life of Biafran Muslims are in danger. Can you believe that? Alan Sochineke. And they think if they say it, we will back down. We will stop. They went to Wike. Because I used to praise the fool, they went to him. And he was yapping rubbish. Adam Abuyos Hananya, O.S. Cameroon paper will put in his eyes. I'm telling you the truth. Abuyos. Wike. Adam Abuyos Hananya. And I clear ye ofuma ofuma. His eyes will be clear. And because of what Wike did, and I want our media to note what I'm saying this very morning. No Nigerian politician will ever travel abroad. I don't give a damn who you are. If you like, come from Sokoto Royo family, that's your business. And I'm sure that those of them, when we hold them now abroad, those of them, our life is in danger. My claim is about to boil down. I'm in Kano. If you cannot stand the heat from the kitchen, if you are in the north, and you feel that because you're there, we are not going to do everything we can to free long-suffering masses, then you are deluded. You are deluded. Oh, he's not speaking for us. You are drunk. As if all this your hyperventilation is going to stop me. Is it going to stop us? All this my life is in danger. I'm in Kano. Is it going to stop us? Is it going to stop us? So because you are in Kano, Mietia should take over Ebonyi State. Is that what you think? So if we chase Mietia out of our forest, you're telling me that your chemist and your spare parts business is in trouble. You built hotel in Jalingo. Because of your hotel in Jalingo, I should allow Mietia to take over Ebonyi State? Is that what you think? I never knew that some people can be this stupid. Come back home. From tomorrow, we are going to clean our streets. If we catch you tomorrow vandalizing anywhere, Chineke Agboroku, the news will forget what we are doing. They'll start asking about you. Chineke Agboroku. And from tomorrow, let us hear that. Anyway, let me not go too far. I don't want to reveal it. So wait until then. The Jews did the same nonsense for 2,000 years. Until Hitler slaughtered them. I'm in Vienna. I'm in Luxembourg. Don't do anything. Don't talk. Don't speak. Don't do. Those in Warsaw ghetto said to hell with all of you. We might as well fight and die like men. The four shots against the mighty Third Reich army. The Nazi army of Hitler. Don't do anything. Do you know that Jews in America hired... they didn't actually hire. They bought weapons. Let me tell you a story. Some of you are talking. You're not united. You need to be united. You're talking nonsense. Do you know Israel stated this powerful God, this powerful, well-endowed nation on this earth?
the state of Israel. Do you know that when they were fighting for the state of Israel, that Golda Meir went to America, went to New York to go and ask them to give her money to buy weapons to defeat the Arabs that were coming to annihilate them? Do you know that some Jews in America did not contribute any money? Now listen, of course Golda Meir, I think she raised about $5 million from there and then went to Hungary to go and buy weapons. Now listen very good, because some of you don't read history. Go and read the book Leon Orris's Exodus. It's all there. Something I read when I was about 15 years old. And that's why I love my cousin. We call him Bonto. He used to read James Hadley Chase a lot. And he was the one who actually introduced me to reading books and novels. And I read Leon Uris's name. The name of the book is called Exodus. Go and buy it and read. Ben-Gurion sent Golda Meir to go to the U.S. to raise money. Some Jews, some of them escaped Nazi Germany, escaped with their lives and ran to America. They refused to contribute some money for the embryonic people returning to the land of Israel to defend themselves against the Arabs. But some did. It's something with IPOB. Some will do, some won't. And some of them were busy gossiping. Oh, why do you want to fight without Jerusalem? There cannot be any Israel. And Ben-Gurion said, let us start with Tel Aviv first. Jerusalem will come later. They said, no, we can't. You know what they did? They, instead of contributing money to give to Golda Meir to go and buy weapons to defend Israel, they contributed money now and bought some weapons to go and fight David Ben-Gurion. Are you listening? Haganah and Egon. Because it was Menachem Begin who was heading Egon and Ben-Gurion who was heading what's it called again? I've mentioned the name now, it slipped me. Are you listening to me? Typical Igbo behavior. Typical. Instead of contributing money to help what is happening, they now gathered together, contributed money to go and fight the people fighting the Arabs. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that? You know, they bought weapons to go and fight their own people who are under siege from the Arabs. Ben-Gurion did not touch the armaments. They just sunk the ship off the port of Haifa. He gave the order. The ship was sailed from America. American Jews bought weapons to go and fight their fellow Jews in Israel fighting the Arabs. Typical Igbo behavior. Igbo man, typical, no change. Ben-Gurion said, sink that ship. He didn't touch the weapons. He sank the ship. Did it stop Israel from coming? The fact that some Jews in America refused to help Ben-Gurion and contribute towards the effort, they even contributed money to go and fight him. The same thing that some idiots are doing today. Did it stop Israel from coming? I'm asking you. They don't know how stubborn we are. You know, they actually think we are joking. So you think if you come and you write rubbish, he's not speaking for us, so somehow we'll stop. Is that what you think? Are you not insane? From today, I want our media to please capture this. From today, no politician from Nigeria will travel abroad. I don't give a damn if you are from Kanuri. I don't care if you are from Borno. I don't care if you are from Sokoto. I don't give a damn who you are or how many terrorists you control. If you come abroad, you'll be disgraced. No more abroad for any of them. If you are a senator, stay in Nigeria. All of you are now going to die of all those diseases. You know your stomach is always big. Ndiafugua. You are dying already. You can no longer travel abroad. All of you, of course, you don't have any president. I won't say president. I don't want to promote Aisha's boyfriend by calling that idiot a president. All of you from the mask wearer, none of you can go abroad again. And let me warn now so you understand. And when I finish this program, Ikechukwu, make sure it is cut into bits for our people in the north. Because you are in the north, in Kanu, if I catch any Kanu senator, or House of Reps who is corrupt abroad, not corrupt, or any of them abroad, they are finished. Before I say, oh, start another genocide. You know, they are so foolish, panicking for no reason, idiots. Making calls. Every politician from Nigeria, it is a warning to them today, from your president to the House of Assembly member. None of you should be seen abroad. If we find you abroad, you are finished. Stay in Nigeria until you meet the demands of the protesters. You see those NSAs, all those things, Exit 23. You must meet all of them. If you want to try us, you try. And you see what will happen to you. I don't care where you come from. All of you, you ethnic idiots, prepare now to be writing on Facebook and shouting as usual. No politician, because of what Wike did, no politician from Nigeria can travel abroad again. None of you can. None of you can travel abroad again. I said none of you is allowed to travel abroad again. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. Have that in your stupid silly minds. You are no longer allowed to travel abroad. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? If you don't understand it, then that is your business. None of you from today is allowed to travel abroad. None of you. No politician from Nigeria from today. What is the date? 25th of October. Echayinwale. Now prepare your people at home, oh, because I'm sure you're going to tell them, he's our man. He's from our place. From today onwards, no politician from CNN, they will report also. I'm telling you the truth. That thing they are afraid of that the world is not going to see. After all, they are all fantastically corrupt. And the white people will support you to deal with any corrupt politician. From today, because of the idiocy of Wike, no politician. We are going to make sure that our people at the airport, everywhere around the world, that you are placed on alert. Anytime you see a politician somewhere, raise alarm. Go on social media. Raise alarm. Let us find the idiot. All of them. Talk less of saying, I'm going for medical treatment. Check up all work. No more medical treatment abroad for Nigerian people. Stop talking and start doing something. All you do is say, oh, we want this. Why should they go abroad? It's not good now. Why are they going abroad now? Oh, it's not good. Or every time you're talking. What we do is to enforce. It's called enforcement. From today, the 25th of October, 2020, no politician from Nigeria is allowed to travel abroad. That is number one. Doesn't matter what it's for. That's number one. Number two, no Nigerian politician will travel abroad for medical treatment. For medical treatment. No, it will no longer happen. Number three, from today, those of them that their children are studying abroad, efforts are now going to be made to bring them back to Nigeria to finish their education in Nigeria. Those three things we are going to implement. And then CNN will then begin to discuss Nigeria very well. And also BBC. Because one, because Wike opened his stupid dirty mouth to pronounce IPOB, to mention IPOB, no politician from Nigeria from today. Now what we are going to do now is to circulate all their pictures all over the world. All over the world. Everybody from social media, you must have their pictures of all the governors, all the senators, everybody who is working in the kitchen cabinet inside Asorok, all their pictures should be everywhere. They can no longer travel abroad. They are banned. I said every politician. Each and every one of them. you are banned. It doesn't matter if you... When I mean banning all of them, everybody is banned. I don't care if you are ex-president Jonathan O. I don't care if you are Obasanjo. All of you are banned from traveling abroad. Stay in your beautiful Nigeria. Don't travel abroad anymore. Stay there. Number two, no foreign medical trips anymore. You are all going to now stay in Nigeria and go to loot in Yaba. Go there and take treatment. No more abroad. Because if we catch you in any hospital abroad, that drip you're taking will put it off your body. You know how serious we are. And your children, begin to prepare your children to return. That's the only, well, we're going to have to prepare your children to return to Nigeria to finish their education. No more overseas education for your children. They are now going to study in Nigeria. Since you don't want this very protest to take place peacefully in Nigeria, we hit your assets abroad. As simple as that. All your children are going to come back to finish the education in Nigeria. They love Nigeria because one day they are going to take over from you. Is that not correct? Let them come back to Nigeria to finish the education. No more medical trips abroad. And none of you should... Anyway, there is no need to talk too much. When the time comes, you will see. You will see. You will be hunted. You will be running from pillar to post like a rabbit. I can actually know that. Or on the streets of Europe and of America, we will pursue you on the streets. Your shame will not become... I don't care who you are. Once you are a politician, do not travel abroad. We'll talk about it, and you are finished. For your information. You think you are joking? This is a revolution. It is going to be a peaceful revolution. Properties belonging to individuals cannot be destroyed unless you are a criminal politician, like Tinubu. Unless you are a criminal. Because even in Biafra land, we're not going to allow it. There's destruction. Nobody's asking. Of course, I am so annoyed and angry with the idiots in Enugu. Idiots that went destroying street lamp. Are you foolish? Are you foolish? I ask you. Nah. Anybody caught breaking a bank from tomorrow or vandalizing people's private properties, you will not come out of it alive. I can assure you, tomorrow we are coming out to clean the streets and tidy everywhere up, and the protests will continue. Any security agency or army unit foolish enough and foolish enough to fire at the protesters, both the governor of the state, your house will go down. So those of you who are going to come on social media to talk rubbish, prepare yourselves. If you kill any protester, the governor of that very state, all your houses, all your properties, all your hotels will go down. That I assure you. Now, but if you do not fire at the protesters and allow the protest to proceed, any damage caused, we will bear the consequences. Do you understand me? If by tomorrow or next tomorrow or the day after, people come out to protest and nobody fires a shot at them and anything is damaged, IPOB will pay for it. Do you understand me now? But if you send your thugs to come and cause damage so that IPOB can pay for it, then they too will die there. Do you understand me? Keep the army away from protesters. Keep the police away from them. People will police themselves. And people will continue to protest until all the demands are met. So keep your army in check. Do not allow them to come out to spoil everything for everybody. And if we catch you destroying properties or vandalizing anything, you are finished. You are finished. So before, if you're planning to come out tomorrow to vandalize people's properties, tell your mom, your dad, and your relatives that you may not come back alive. to warn them that you may not come back alive. The protests will continue right across Nigeria, but it's going to be peaceful. If people gather in Abuja and the government sends their thugs to go and attack them, we will resume attacks on every federal government property. Some of you have forgotten what happened. You have forgotten why the order was given to attack federal government installations. Because the federal government of Nigeria, we are ferrying and importing thugs to go and attack peaceful protesters. All we did was to write on social media and nothing happened. Now, if you bring out your thugs to attack protesters, every federal government structure around there will go up in flames. If you want peace, we conduct peaceful protests. You want war, we give it. All the ones now begging, saying, oh, please stop, please stop. Talking to people that we respect to talk to us, to try and take things easy. That we can protest, but please, there should be no vandalism and no destruction. And we said yes. You know our people, before they say they don't listen to advice. You know our people, when they advise you and you don't take it, they start walking with the enemy. That's the way they are. They prefer to walk with the same Fulani enemy that has been killing them in the north than to see the reality and to walk with your own people. So we have listened. Tomorrow we are going to do cleanup. After cleanup, we are going to protest. Anybody seen vandalizing anything will be dealt with. Not by the police or the army, but by the protesters. So leave the policing to the protesters. Leave it. Don't come close. Nobody will break ranks. Because people are coming out tomorrow everywhere to protest, which is their constitutional right. If you want to, let it not be that somebody will go and borrow army uniform or maybe a terrorist from somewhere will come up with their uniform and start firing to start trouble. Then Nigeria has to deal with it. Once you fire at the protesters, all hell will break loose. Leave them alone to police themselves. The protests will just pass off peacefully. Anybody trying to vandalize anything or destroy anything from tomorrow, you are on your own. And those you are protesting with will go after you. Because if you vandalize anything, let me tell you something. If you vandalize anything tomorrow, excuse me. Once you vandalize anything tomorrow, BBC will leave what we are doing and start reporting on the vandalism. That's what they do. And it will detract and take away from what we are trying to do. Now let me tell you the end game they are trying to play. Why, what BBC is doing for them. And what the strategy of the British, what they plan to do. What they plan to do is, if you vandalize anything or you become riotous, you start to go into a riot mode, they'll keep writing about it. So that when we speak to the US State Department or speak to world powers, they won't listen to us. Do you understand me? That's what they're trying to do. That is what they are trying to do. So you must all be very, very careful. Let us win this very battle. Let us win the overall war itself against criminals like Tinubu, against criminals like those of them in Abuja. You must understand it very, very well. That is what we are trying to do. And we are all going to win if we adhere to these very simple rules. Let me recap again from today. No Nigerian politician should travel abroad. No Nigerian politician should travel abroad for medical treatment. They must begin the process of bringing back their children to Nigeria to finish their education. They love Nigeria. They say it is great. That they are doing very well. We have trader money. We have e-money. We have Naira bet money. They have all this money everywhere to help the youth. Let your children come back to Nigeria, since you are in political office, to enjoy all those things that you claim you are doing for the youth. Do you understand it? That is why, from tomorrow also, every politician should begin to effect a process of bringing back their sons or their daughters back to Nigeria to finish their education. Very, very important. Because you love Nigeria, then you stay in Nigeria. As simple as that. Now, we must not forget those that died at Lekki Tollgate. We must not forget those that killed them. We must not forget those that ordered for the cameras to be removed. We must not forget those that switched off the light. We must not forget those that gave the order for the shots to be fired. Now, the next question is, who gave the order for the army to come to Lekki and open fire. We must find that very person. And the only way we can find them is by continuing the protest. We must continue the protest. Please, it is very, very critical that we do so. Now, what we are going to do is try to open our line and see if one or two calls can be taken. And please, I beg of you, the line we are going to use today for calls is not every time, because if you keep inundating the lines, it will jam and people can no longer speak. So sometimes we should be a bit more sensible. If somebody is talking or speaking, try to give them time to finish before you come back and start calling again, please. And start calling again is not possible. And I don't know if they are saying that the Fulani Janjaweed government in Aso Rock, that they have convened a panel. Convening a panel is not the issue. And as we are cleaning up tomorrow the streets, as we are cleaning up and tidying up everywhere and repairing all the streets, like, we are not even asking the government to do anything. We have the artisans and the skilled people to do it. As we troop out tomorrow to repair all these things, every state across Nigeria is setting up their own panel to investigate police and army brutality. These are the things that you are committed to do. You said you are going to do it, and we are going to hold you to account until you do it. So as you are cleaning up and tidying up and still protesting peacefully, you are going to commence those very, should I say, inquiry that you promised. Very, very important. If you don't, you'll be in trouble. Let me warn now, before it gets too late. Any state that fires at peaceful protesters tomorrow, we would hold the governor of that state responsible. But any damage caused by protesters, hold us responsible. Let us try and open the lines to see if calls can come in, please. The number to call is +49. Only this number, please. Only this one. You know, some of you don't hear. This is your G. Only this number are you going to call this morning. +49 162 78 111 90. I repeat, +49 162 78 111. That is +1 190. Please, that is the number to call. If you call this very number, we shall take your call. And when we take your call, you give us your opinion and the world will hear it. They don't hear. They are calling the other line. I've given them the number to call, and yet they are calling, which means they're not listening. They want their voice to be heard on radio. And that is not something we are going to tolerate this very morning. We are not going to tolerate it. Very, very important you understand this, please. I have given you the number to call. Oh, the number is off the radar. Please do bear with me. I am trying to fix it, please. I'm trying to get the line to work, please. Do bear with us. I am trying to get it to work. Do bear with us. Do bear with us. It will work in a minute. It was off. I'm trying to connect it back to the Wi-Fi that is using. So that is why it went off, and it is now back on. We can now be able to take your call. We will now take your call. Let me answer this one. Let me see if they can connect. Have they connected? Let me see. The caller on the line, can you hear me? Oh, dear. Let us try again. The caller on the line, can you hear me? Good morning to you. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Emeka Mukum from Malaga State.
from Malaga in Spain. What do you have to say? The world is listening. Please go ahead.
I just want to congratulate the people down in Nigeria, and I want them to strongly stand their ground, never back off, because I understood that there are many people trying to instigate the problem of tribalism, Igbo, clearly Yoruba, Yoruba, clean Igbo. They should never back off. But over here in Malawi and Andalusia, most of the Andalusia states were under restrictions of people in Nigeria never give up. The power belongs to us. The people in Nigeria, Nigerian government are so corrupt that they don't even care about the masses, looting money, enriching the European.
My brother, please hold on a second. Stay where you are. People are saying that our enemies can cause damage. Why do we have people? Why do we have men then? Every protest group will have its own security. How many are there who are going to come to cause trouble? How many are there? We are going to catch them and interview them so that they will tell us the name of the politician that sent them. Then we'll deal with the idiot. We are going to protest because we want a change. We want the demands of the end SARS protesters to be met. We are going back to end SARS. We must end it completely. People, they will try, is a zoo. And as they are trying it, and I'm telling them, anybody, if you don't come to me, go to the federal government of Nigeria. Go and tell them, if they send their tongues to any protest ground, every federal government building there will go up in flames. For the information. Not to be that wayo they dabble into all the time. They speak with one mouth and then they go and tell the media to publish something completely different. Please go ahead. We are listening. Are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm with you, Oyendo. And I want to also let our people know that any police, army, any force that you recognize among the police in Biafra now with container people, locate their family, let them feel the same cry we are crying. Any police army that kill our people, locate their family and also kill them. They have family there living in the whole of Biafra land. Locate their family and also kill them. We will never back up in this very struggle. Let nobody be deceived. In the government now, the politicians, they are panicking. Don't give up. The Western man, they are there looking at us, the Europeans. This particular protest is going, everybody is feeling the heat. So please, my brothers, don't ever give up. If you fight, you will die. If you don't fight, you will die. So tell me now. Imagine that I've never gained anything from the Nigerian government.
Yes.
I've never gained nothing from the Nigerian government. Even the so-called on I ask myself a question. The organization on NND, which is more than 40 or 50 years of existence, I've never seen on the transport system. I've never seen on the bank. I've never seen Ohanese a welfare center. I've never seen nothing organized by Ohanese. So in what way are they helping our people? Nothing. Sending their children abroad, studying everywhere in the world, but never implement our education. That's nothing. So we have nothing to get. We have endured enough from this so-called Ohanese and Nigerian government. Let heaven and earth hold that now. So my people, please, I know you will say, you are there in Europe doing this thing, but Nigerian governments have blocked. There's no way you're coming to Nigeria now. They have blocked so many airlines, you cannot come to Nigeria. They know exactly what they are doing. So our people back home, please don't give up. Ride on. At the end, we must achieve this struggle. It doesn't matter. It will take time, but we must achieve it.
He said, and remain blessed as well. Remain blessed as well. I have another caller on the line. This caller, can you hear me? The caller, oh my goodness. The caller on the line, you cannot hear me. Let me see if, or maybe the line itself has crashed. I have no idea. Let us see if we can take this one. The caller on the line, can you hear me? I can hear the device they are using to listen to us. But he cannot hear or cannot speak. I don't know. I have no idea. The caller on the line, can you hear me? No. Or maybe the line is crashing. I have no idea. Let me see.
Good morning to you, my dear brother. I am trying to get your voice to come out, if they will let me, if they will let me. Yes, your name and where you are, please.
My name is Emmanuel. I'm calling from Istanbul.
Emmanuel from Istanbul, please go ahead. Why is our Abba radio, no, not you, Emmanuel. Why is our Abba radio off? Why is it off? What is wrong with, how can I pass instructions to people in Abba if Abba FM is off? Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. In the first place, I want to appreciate you. And again, there are things I want to highlight, but you permit me to talk on them.
Please, very brief, 2 minutes only. Please go ahead. A lot of people are waiting.
Sorry, sir. In the first place, I want to talk about the Ghanaian president who came out on the last time telling the whole Nigerians that he talked to Buhari. I want to ask him a simple question on this very platform. Why would that Ghanaian president, a new president, come out on air to say that he talked to Buhari to make peace with Nigeria? Whereby on 23rd of February 2017, the AU members observed a mini silence for Buhari. Why did they observe that a mini silence for Buhari? These are the African leaders selling the conscience, the rights, and the prestige of the African people. How can somebody like that come on air and say that he called Buhari when he knows that Buhari is dead? Why do we have such people as leaders in Africa?
You have them because it is in the nature of a black held responsible. They're talking about properties we are damaged, not the lives of the people that died. Nobody. That's a black for you, DCOG. Black people. Very, very shameful. Very, very shameful indeed. Please, are you still there? Please go ahead.
Okay, another thing I want to talk about is regards to this protest and everything going on. I appreciate even the Yoruba people and some of Hausa people who are learned now, who can understand the handwriting of the world, because those days are gone when people can come and talk anyhow they like to bring a war between two brothers or two friends. I thank God that this time around people have opened their eyes to understand, and I believe that this is the time. As we continue and ahead to instruction, as you have been directing people, despite religion, tribe, or location, if they can perform and obey, I believe that something must come out, because those people there in Nigeria, they thought that if you come to abroad, it's free to make it. Nowhere is either, no place like home. If we cannot get a place to call our own, my brother, even if you come abroad, after making the money, how can you enjoy it? Sounds like killing people. Problem every day, even here in abroad. You'll be having us from police, this and that. So this time we fight and get it. Anything we have to do it to get it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. It seems that all across our FM is not working. I cannot understand this type of nonsense. I don't understand this type of rubbish. Why is our FM not working back home? They said the Igbocha is not on. Abba is not working. Enugu is not working. Why is that? Why is that, I ask? Unbelievable. Unbelievable, these people. The caller on the line, can you hear me? The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yes, my leader, Mazin Namuji Ogukano. Only as you open. May Chukwu Okikariama bless you, my leader. My name is Chema Mokugo Chukwu. I am from where? People from India. Mazi, I have some contributions to make towards our brothers and our sisters who is protesting down there in Biafra Lab and in Oduduwa, all the places. You know, my leader, in Nigeria, a cow life is matters. Than human beings' life in the, you know, with the government of the people that is leading us. So I have suggestion to make, my leader. As you said, tomorrow is going to be a cleanup in all places that have been messed up. I am suggesting that after the cleanup, let the protesters have a little point. If on the Anambra people have to protest on Ita Oka, let them have a place they will gather place that we are meeting. While not doing so, all these things that politicians are doing, they will be fixing it in our heads, because the whole world is watching. All the people are watching. We have to have a one place. My leader, if you investigate in all these distractions, breaking of the bank, doing a lot of things, you will see that it's not the real NSAS protesters. Bless you, my leader, for your good work, for your consistency in us. Though I cannot say much, it is also the Nigerian intimidation that has kept me for 1 year now in the nation, not seeing freedom, not seeing my family, because of the Nigerian agents here in India also. They are working for us, they are chasing us anywhere we are. You chase us out of in our places, we run out of a shelter place to make our life easily. They are still sending their thugs to chasing us. What do they want for us? The British, the egg you have laid in Nigeria, we are now telling you that we don't want it again. Come and take what belongs to you and leave us alone. Why a Biafra man cannot...
We've lost him. We have lost him. I have a caller on the line. This caller, can you hear me? I don't understand this. It's not connecting. Let me see if it will connect now. No, it is not connecting. The caller on the line, can you hear me? Turn your system down, for goodness sake. Turn it down. Turn your system down. It's better now. Please go ahead. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, my name is Madabrochu. I'm calling from India, New Delhi.
Okay. Go ahead.
Can you?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Can you hear me, my leader?
We are all hearing you. Go ahead.
Of my generation. First of all, I want to thank the mother that gave birth to my leader. I want to thank your mother. My leader, what I want to contribute, I want to beg for my fellow youth in the street, because I don't call Nigeria, Nigeria state, because how can you be a Nigeria that you will not be proud we are Nigeria? Even in India, we are not even saying we are a Nigeria. Every Dan already messed up in the whole world. My dear, what I want to contribute, we are India here, any politician that came to India, we not got free. All of them, we are told the hospital they have to come to, their big hospital, Apollo Hospital, Mass Hospital, Fort, we know all of them. As from today on, we'll be going, we are in India, I'm taking all of them. Anyone we see, we have himself to blame. That is the only thing I want to contribute, my leader.
Thank you very much. You have spoken very, very well. You have spoken very well. And I believe that those of you in India will do something about these criminals who visit there all the time. Imagine you are a thief. They give you a budget, you steal it. You open your stinking, stupid, useless mouth to call other people miscreants. But you're a criminal. Look at all the palliatives you people stored somewhere. So you'll be eating shasha with your family, you'll be having fun, others are starving. And you all have the temerity to come out in public to speak. You have no shame. These idiotic politicians, they have no shame. Nah. People are coming for all of you, one after the other, and your eyes will appear. You think you have peace? You don't want to give people peace? Then you will not have peace yourself, you and your families. Ndushi. The caller on the line, can you hear me? Good morning to you, my dear brother. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah. Okay, my name is Chris. I'm calling from Liechtenstein.
From Liechtenstein?
Yeah, from Liechtenstein.
Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you very much. Mazi, you know, you see Nigeria, this momentum that is around, we shouldn't let it die down, because, you know, Nigeria, they have been killing people. They killed more than 4 million Biafrans. Nobody was probed.
Obasanjo just massacred people at Oji. Nobody was probed. They killed IPOP. Nobody was probed. So you see, it is a culture for them. So they believe if they kill, nobody will talk. So one thing I actually want to say, if you watch Nigeria set up, it is Nigeria is a rogue state. Just imagine. Just to divert the attention of the protesters, they are now discovering an opening palliative, where they need COVID-19 palliative, just to understand, just to cool the ovation. All these are, they are all planned work. You understand? Look at the Lauren, look at Enugu, Anambra, everywhere there is palliative, hidden palliative from the government, even some of the Garidon's western. So it is a game plan. Because they see that the people are angry, they just, they open COVID-19 so that to distract people's attention. Because you understand, so it is a game, and these are wicked politicians. I want to suggest that the people should not let this ovation die down. They should continue, because it is a program. They have a program, Nigeria, how to deal with people. That's why there's no good education. Because when the people are not enlightened, you would think the world starts and ends in Nigeria. So the people are so poor, so deprived of education. They don't know their left from their right. You understand? So look at those people, those senators' house in Calabar, they burnt. These are the things that people are supposed to be, all those politicians. How can a politician be taking home about 30 million naira every month? For what? For what? For the people should stand up. These people, they should stand up. They should not go back. They should stand up or do it rightly, the way you said. Thank you very much, Mazika.
Thank you very much. There is no going back. Who's going back? Who's going to stop? We are not stopping. Nobody is stopping. Nobody in their right mind is stopping. Because what we are going to do to them is to use the same strategy they are using on us. Since if we don't want them to continue saying, oh, everywhere there is dirty, it's vandalized, then tomorrow we are going to clean. When we clean tomorrow, the protest continues. So we'll no longer be talking about vandalism, destruction, da-da-da-da-da. When you're fighting with an enemy, like those that they have sent, that the British sent to run this whole thing, this whole propaganda machinery, to discredit the NSAS movement, you play them at their game. If you think or feel that they are now shouting and screaming about this vandalism and other, you come back, clean the streets, and we continue to protest. That's what we're going to do. We are not going to stop. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever. Until all those demands are met. Until we hear that the panel constituted by every state is now sitting. Do you understand? And is in public televised. So some of you love gossip, if you go from Abia State own, you jump into Enugu, from Enugu to Ondo, from Ondo to Ekiti, and we are hearing the names of the SARS officers and police and army. Oh my goodness. We are going to defeat them. Trust me, it's just resilience. They will throw everything they have, and once they fail, they now concede and give you what you're looking for. It's as simple as that. We're not going to leave them all. We can never ever leave them. Tomorrow is clean up. And of course, I said tomorrow every protest, everybody will come out tomorrow. Everybody come out tomorrow for protest. If we catch you, if we catch you, you are not part of the main body of protesters. You are. You know the way IPOB protests. Do we touch anybody? Nothing is touched. That is the type of mentality I want us to adopt. The way that IPOB protests, nobody, you don't steal anything belonging to anybody. Anybody we catch tomorrow. That is why I am not happy that our FM across Biafra land is not working this morning. I am very, very upset. Very, 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 very upset about it. Very upset. How can we pass instructions if the radio is not on? How? How, I ask? I think some people are becoming very, very complacent. And I don't like it. I hate complacency.
I have no idea what is going on, but it's going to be fixed all the same. Let us take this call. I wish I can hear from people who are on the ground. I wish I can hear from them. Those of them who are on the ground, or maybe we can do that later on in the evening, or maybe even afternoon. Or what is the time now? The time now is after 9 p.m. the land of. Can you hear me now? Yes, please. Good morning to you. What is your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Russia.
From Russia? Hello. Please. We want to hear your phone is on speaker, so it's distorting here. Remove your phone from speaker and talk to us from the mouthpiece of your phone. It's better that way, please. Remove it and then you speak. Go ahead. Now it's better. It's okay, go ahead. You see?
I'm
Thank you very much.
You see?
Yes, sir. I'm blessed with you. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you for that. We are live and we are direct, of course. The time now is 13 minutes past 9 a.m. in the morning in the blessed land of Biafra, the land of the ancients. Ndibo, ancient people, the very oldest on the face of this very planet. That is why it is the center of the entire planet, if you don't know. The entire world is here. Is in Biafra land. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yes, good morning, sir. Mazi. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you. What is your name and where are you calling from?
From
Italy. Yeah, from Italy. Please go ahead.
My name is Ergo. I'm calling from Italy. Yeah. I say God bless you with the work you are doing for us. I'm very glad about the job you are doing.
Thank you.
It's something I want to contribute concerning the protests, the people protesting in our country. You say anything that destroy, that IPOB will pay. But you will ask people to start going around to see people that will be going about, like every street, you know that the protests are not going on there. There are some people that will be going around there, because there are some people that will see that nobody is at home. They will be going inside the people's house breathing.
We have been protesting for very many years, and large, huge number of people will turn out, and we have not had any issues at all. Go and check the history of IPOB protests. People go to protest and they go back home all safely. Only when the zoo, police, or army attack us. What we are saying is that the same thing is going to apply now. The only difference is, if they come, every politician who lives around there, the governor of that state, is in trouble. People tomorrow will not... First of all, we're going to clean. Let us even forget about protest for the first half of tomorrow. It's after the cleanup that we now do protest. Everybody must bend down. Not standing up and milling around and idling. You must bend down and clean all the cities, all the towns where there are debris and everything, all the stupid illegal checkpoint or roadblock, dismantled and cleaned and swept clean. All the roads must be clean, very, very clean tomorrow, everywhere. We have come to the end of our program this very morning. As you all know, that is why you need to download IPOB Community Radio app. Anytime I am coming on air, you receive a notification. A notification will be sent to you. And then you know we are coming. That is why having that app is very, very vital. Very, very important. And given that our FM is not working in Biafra land at the moment, everything I have announced this very morning should be typed up and circulated to all our coordinators so they understand it. Tomorrow morning is cleanup. After the cleanup, then people will protest. Anybody seen vandalizing or doing anything to anybody's private property, you are a goner. We are not going to attack the police or the army unless they attack us first. If they do, the properties of not just even the governor, of every politician around that very area will go down. But we know there are urgent provocateurs. Some people may come. They have a political enemy, and they will wear army or police uniform, and they will fire at us so that we can attack their political enemies for them. We are going to capture whoever is involved. We are going to interrogate you, and you will tell us who sent you, and that person will be in trouble. If Nigerian government hire thugs and send to the venue of protesters, we will resume the destruction of every federal government building. I'm warning them now.
before you come and start saying, oh, this is, they are doing this, that is. But why is it that this idiot's word? Why is it that when the talks we are attacking those who are protesting, none of you said anything? None of you said anything. If they send talks to the venue, including Abuja, wherever there were disturbances or things on the streets, they should come out and clean. After that, go and protest. If they send talks to you, if you are, in fact, they will know what, I'm not going to say what will happen anyway. They woke up in the morning and they will see it. I thank you all very much for listening this very day. Please, and do not forget, Wike, you can no longer travel abroad. And because of the nonsense you did, not even medical treatment is allowed anymore. All of you are going to suffer for your stupidity and your idiocy. And nobody can divide Biafra land. Not you, nor the pig in the creek. None of you idiots can divide Biafra land. We are one. It did not work when they tried to divide us, when they tried to divide Igbo and Yoruba, divide Oduduwa and Biafra, it did not work. This nonsense is not going to work. And our land is not for the Janjaweed. They can work and live in the towns. As simple as that. In the bushes and in the villages, the answer is no. As simple as that. Get that through your thick, idiotic skull. I thank you all very much for listening this very morning. Please download IPOB Community Radio app anytime we are coming on air so you'll be notified. I may come on air later on this afternoon. I may not come, but it depends on developments on the ground. I have a lot of meetings to attend, a lot of issues to resolve. But from me, from here, wherever you are, with all the love in my heart, good morning.